This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Tom, we've got very special guests in the studio right now.
Well, I do know that because I will say before we start, he was running around last week going, I've got double denim, I've got double denim. And I went, sweetheart, we haven't worn that shit since the 90s. But it turns out you were real people.
We are real girls.
The winners of the 2018 Melbourne International Comedy Festival's Director's Choice Award and the Best Newcomer Award at the Sydney Comedy Festival 2018. Yeah, I've done my research. I don't know.
Wow.
This morning we have the pleasure of being joined by Melbourne own double denim. Girls, welcome. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Yay.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
So we have Michelle and Laura. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Joy. Look, you two together are like
PB&J. That's what I've written there, Tom.
Oh, that's what
you, so what is jam? Have you ever had that?
Pizza and garlic bread.
I thought it was getting sexual. I thought he was trying to hit on me again. So where did you guys meet and what made you decide to come together?
We met through a mutual friend that we sort of had both gone to uni with at different times. He dropped out and came back. and so he and I were making comedy together, and then Laura kind of joined our troupe, and then we ditched the boys because...
Boys smell.
Yeah.
Girls rule.
We just didn't want any more of those germs,
boys,
you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Cooties.
Look, from what we've seen from your shows, they're really, really interactive with the audience. They're exciting and they're so immersive. We have so many questions about the show, but I want to start with the height and physicality of it all. How do you keep up? Like, what's your energy source? Where does that come from?
Oh, man.
It's the audience, I think.
Yeah.
If there wasn't an audience, there are sometimes right before a show where we'll be like kind of dancing to the 90s music that we always have to pep the crowd up and just like, okay, come on, we've got to do it. Like, we have to do this. We have to get through. And then as soon as you walk on, just all the energy comes from the audience because they expect it from us as well and they're excited.
Yeah. It's that sort of show adrenaline thing that kicks in. But, like, sometimes I'm pre-show just kind of, like, almost catatonic before I go on because I know that I'm going to just use up all the energy that I have.
Yeah.
And then afterwards we just fall in a heap as well because, like, I mean, we wear double denim in summer.
It's hot.
And often in Adelaide as well, which is, like, above 35 most of the
time. Yeah, we just came back from Brisbane. That was awful. I mean, not Brisbane, but, like, the weather. It's just hot.
Keeps you fit, though. I don't go to the gym, so I've got to do the show.
I do go to the gym. I have to because a lot of the characters that I choose, their physicality is just standing in a squat. I don't know why I've done that to myself, but I continue to do so.
Maybe a question of character design. Look, your show is so insanely immersive, and from the get-go, the audience is straight in it. What is it about the show that just sucks people in so quickly?
Oh, I think it's we do a very nostalgic route, I suppose, and we use life experiences that are universal, that everyone's gone through. So, for example, our first show is very much about being at school and the relationships that you have and the things that you go through at high school that are really awkward and awful at the time.
The beep test.
Yeah. And then we look back on them and we laugh at them, and I guess the audience gets to laugh at us doing it and not feel like idiots. Like, you know, when you look back in high school and you're like, oh, that thing that I did, you know, when I was in year 7 was the worst and I'm still upset about it. And it gives you a chance to laugh about it and finally let that go. And
celebrate.
I think everybody really enjoys that. And the same with our, I guess, second and third show, we kind of move on in different parts of people's lives and people can just instantly relate to it, so they don't, and we're making fun of ourselves so they don't feel silly about making fun of themselves either.
Yeah.
There's a lot of music and we've got some really good bangers that we've written with Tom Armstrong as well. I hate it's because whenever Tom emails me, it's the subject line is bangers for denim.
Look, your comedy performance, like you said, it's not just about the comedy. There's dance, there's musical, you get right into it. It's very fun, a new brand of comedy, but what your performance style? Where did you get that from?
The musicals, darling.
Oh, yeah. We've both got Bachelor of Arts degrees.
we studied musical theatre, and I think that very much carries through in not in a very non-serious way. We have those skills. Laura's an incredible dancer, really good choreographer. She choreographs. If you've ever seen a comedian do any dancing, she probably choreographed it. If you've ever seen a comedian do any singing, I probably taught them how.
True.
We we've got skills and we use them. In our first show, we sort of didn't use them as much, and then people were like, we want to see you sing and dance, so we just do it, and it's very silly. I think, I mean, if you can do stuff, you should do it. I play trombone. I try to play trombone in shows because I just think if you have a random skill, you should
use it. We've tried to put
it
in every show. We just don't have enough luggage, so I keep saying no.
And I've lost a trombone before. So we...
Yeah.
I think the whole world should be a musical. I love the idea of musical theatre. No one should talk to each other. We should walk into Safeway and sing what we want.
That's my stage the whole time, though. You'd hate to be a chorus member.
In your life. I'm the chorus one, but it's my own life. Oh, no.
No, listen to me, chorus members out there. You're important, and you're an important member of the ensemble, and your backstory counts, and it's important, and everyone sees what you're doing, and you're doing beautiful
work.
You're
very important. Just stay up the bloody back.
Stay up the back. Get out of my way. Yeah.
Look, is your performance style, is it as effortless as it comes across, or is there a lot of work behind the scenes?
Oh... I'll say both. We, especially now, I think in this third show, we took a lot of time writing it, which I don't think we've done before. And I think that shows because the show has come together really, really quickly. But in terms of this improv kind of aspect that we do have in our shows, that comes across really, really easily. It's something that we've developed a really good shorthand with each other for. There's a lot of trust on stage with each other. So we that part of it is really easy now. I used to find it super hard and it's really scary, but I really love it now.
I'm a very big improviser, and I have trouble finding exactly what I'm going to do until I'm in front of the camera or in front of the audience. And Laura, for a long time, has always kind of known when to reel me back in. And so it's about finding that trust of, like, knowing when the other person is gone too far away from the script or whatever. And yeah, it's fun.
It's a blast.
It's chaos.
And the whole show is a blast.
So tell me about your new show. If I haven't seen one of your shows before, what could I expect if I come to a Double Denim show?
Kids party for grown-ups.
Oh, well, that sounds like me. So there's lots of alcohol, fairy bread.
Pretty much, yeah.
bit of bondage.
Yeah, a couple of cheese as well.
It depends if you come to a late show.
So, and what's your new show called?
A Very Fancy Dinner Party.
A Very Fancy Dinner Party.
Yes. Now, the last show was... This isn't the way. The last show was about childhood and teenhood and growing up in high school. Now, I believe this show is later on in life. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is the actual third installment. Mm-hmm. So we had a second show in the middle that was about going on a cruise.
We had the gap year show.
Cruise.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is like, we're grown up, we eat hummus now, we have wine that didn't cost $9 now.
We've got jobs, we've got mortgages, we've got long-term partners.
Yeah, it's always kind of like an exploration of where we're actually at in our lives. Like Laura literally did just buy a house.
And Michelle literally does have a fur baby. So
I know what hummus is, so don't try and tell me I don't. But yeah, it's just kind of this trying to settle down and be a nice, settled young person in their 30s, but like...
And our character's epically failing at it.
Yeah, we just don't know what to do.
Yeah.
We all keep failing, let me tell you. We don't get any better. But so, like you just said, you've got a partner and you've got your lovely fur baby. What's it like travelling the world at the moment? Is it hard to go away and leave your family behind?
It's awful. I hate it. Laura's partner, both of our partners actually are in the arts, so sometimes they will travel with us. Yeah. But yeah, my dog, his name is Bruce, he's 10 years old and he's the best in the world and I love him so much and I hate being
He's a little staffy,
him.
Is he?
He's a little staffy.
Yeah, I saw the picture. We're doing our research.
Yes, I love him. I took him to set once for an Auntie Donna shoot and there were all these extras and the extras were like fans and I walked in the door and with Bruce and they went, Bruce! And they were so much more excited to see Bruce than they were to see me. It was so cute.
But that's how we can tell that someone's a good person.
Whether they like,
you know, say hello to my dog before you say hello to me and I actually will trust you a lot more.
Yeah.
Laura, Michelle, thank you so much for coming in. It's been an absolute pleasure. It's been wild. I don't think I fanboyed this time, Tom.
Well, I will say that if you do see him arrive at a show, do get security or make sure you have a big hose on the stage so you can hose him down because he does get a little bit hyped occasionally.
I'm going to make sure he's sat in the front row, I think, is what we'll do.
Yeah.
Just restrained with handcuffs would be great. You can catch
I asked about bondage. Just calm down.
Ask and you shall receive.
Bringing Zaz to the show. Look, you can catch Double Denim at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival from March 28th. 28th through to April 21st, and you can grab your tickets at comedyfestival.com.au or head to their Instagram at Double Denim Comedy.
Well done, guys. We can't wait to come and see this. It's a good run, too. You've got a good run going on.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Full month. Come on down. That would be so great to see everybody.
Woo-woo! Wake Up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.